Namaste. This is your Shiva mantra. Om Namah Shivaya. I'll teach you some of the vowel and consonant sounds specific to Sanskrit. And then we will go over the mantra syllable by syllable, call and response. And then I'll lead you in a practice of 108 repetitions. Feel free to take a break at any point and come back to this recording whenever you'd like. So take a comfortable seated position. And then draw your awareness down to where you're seated on the earth. And on your next inhale, draw the breath and your awareness up the spine, all the way to the crown of the head. And then when you exhale, allow the breath to recede back down the spine. And you'll continue to breathe this way, inhaling up the spine and exhaling down the spine, washing the breath with light, washing the spine with breath and light, becoming that lingam of light, that column of light, Shiva, Shiva energy itself. So that's what we're working with today. So if any time this gets too technical, just come back to that, the column of light. So open the mouth. You're not really making any shape with your mouth, but it is slightly open. And you're going to breathe in the back of the throat with sound. And on the exhale, you're going to begin to vocalize. Okay. And then take the breathiness away. And just vocalize in the back of the throat with the mouth slightly open, but not really in any shape. So, and that's our first vowel. We see that, or hear that rather, in namaha, nama, and also at the end of Shivaya. In fact, it's at the end of the name of this mantra, Shiva. The very first sound. Very first vowel and the very first sound of the Sanskrit alphabet. We're going to compare that sound to this next sound. Dropping the jaw. Ah. So you're going to drop the jaw and you're going to vocalize. Ah. Ah, that's our next vowel. Ah, and that's our sound in Shiva, Shivaya. So we have a and ah. Now coming to the front of the mouth, you're gonna make a little smile with your lips at the front of the mouth, and then you're going to vocalize E. E, 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 right? E. It's our E sound in Shivaya, 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 E. And our last vowel is actually a combination of two vowels. First, we're going to make a circle with the lips and create sound. O. O. Ooh, right? Ooh. If you just make a circle with the lips and create sound through it, it sounds like this. Ooh. Ooh. We're going to combine that with our first vowel. In the back of the throat. And ooh. And we're going to say them exactly at the same time. Ooh. 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 And it makes that oh, big round sound of wholeness in om, om. right in the center of the mouth, in the center of the skull. So that's our O and Om. Okay. And then two consonants. The first, you're going to blow air over the hard palate behind your teeth. Shh. It's just like when you shush someone in English. Shh. Shh. That's our sound in Shiva. Shiva. Shivaya. Shh. Shh. Okay. And then the last letter that I'm going to go over is represented by an N in Nama. Nama. And I want you to say the English N, which is name, name, and pay attention to where your tongue is. Name, it's on your hard palate behind your teeth. Name. You're going to move your tongue forward to the tip of your teeth. Na, na. Create your N there. Na, na, nama, 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 na. Ma, nama. Okay? So we've done all the sounds that we have in Om Nama Shivaya. Om Nama Shivaya. So let's take it one syllable at a time. Call and response. Om. 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 Nama. Na, ma, na, ma, nama, om, nama, om, nama, shi, va. Ya. She. Va. Ya. Shiva. Ya. Shiva. Ya. Shivaya. Right? You're dropping the jaw and then coming up to say the Y. Shiva. Ya. Shivaya. Shivaya. Om. Nama. Shivaya. Let's try it all together. Call and response, but the whole phrase. Om. Nama. Shivaya. Om Nama Shivaya. Excellent. So in my lineage, when it is chanted, we call out on the last syllable, second to last syllable of the name of the energy, the name of the mantra. So it gets a little sing-songy when it's chanted. It sounds like this. Om Nama Shivaya. Om Namah 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 Shivaya. So it's less that the syllable is emphasized or that your voice is louder than it is that you go up in scale, up in on the note. Okay, so we'll practice 108 times. If you don't feel like you have it now, you will have it at the end of that. So take a comfortable seat again and draw your awareness down to the base of the spine. And on your next inhale, inhale up from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. And exhale, allowing the breath and your awareness to recede back down the spine. And this time, when you touch down at the tailbone, allowing yourself to energetically grow roots into the earth by exhaling the breath into the earth and then feeling that rootedness on the inhale, turning the breath around And breathing back up into the body, along the spine. And stopping now at the center of the chest, the heart chakra, the home of your spiritual heart, and breathing in and out of the heart. I invite you to set an intention for your practice. Breathe your intention in on the in-breath. And on the out-breath, allow the breath and your intention to dissolve within you. And then take a breath to begin. Om Namah Shivaya. 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 That's half. Om Namah Shivaya. 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 Last one. Om Namah Shivaya. Allow yourself one more moment to listen to the silence, to feel the stillness of this mantra in particular. And on the in-breath, drawing in the stillness and the silence down from the top of the head into the body, and connecting once again at the center of your spiritual heart, to the heart chakra in the center of the chest. And exhale, allowing the breath to dissolve, and giving yourself a little internal bow, and thanking yourself for your practice. Namaste.